Few issues divide the EU more than migration. At its heart lie the questions of who should look after the people who claim asylum in the bloc and what to do with those whose claims fail. For years, those countries where most people arrive have called for help from other member states, but many have not wanted to help. And with more than 80,000 asylum seekers arriving so far this year, the pressure has grown. So, the Swedish presidency of the EU and European Commission have suggested a two-part deal, which they hope will help border countries with the rising number of asylum seekers arriving and limit those migrants' ability then to move without permission inside the EU.
There is also a spirit of cooperation and solidarity between member states. And this is worth so much, because that means, and we show it also when we actually activated the Temporary Protection Directive, when we are in this spirit, when we trust each other, we are so strong.
In effect, the proposal would see member states that don't want to host more irregular migrants paying other member states to host them. It's estimated a five-figure sum per migrant has been discussed. Even then, some Eastern European countries have been skeptical. But the risks of not reaching a deal were spelt out by the German government, which itself was in two minds about the deal.
I'm fighting to ensure that we have a Europe of open borders. If we fail, that's the wrong signal. This would lead to national isolation. I don't want to do that. I want to keep the borders open. I would like us to have a common European understanding of human rights standards, including at all external borders.
Germany already operates controls on some of its borders, notably with Austria and with Poland, as here, where the Oder River forms the natural frontier. Some European governments are wary of extending this policy further and hope what's been proposed by the EU Council will prevent that. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Luxembourg.